Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, we made it another day, thank God, here on the spaceship Earth that we all live on, hurtling through space, orbiting the sun. I'm sitting here getting ready for the broadcast the last few hours, trying to think of what headline do I put out to accurately describe just how serious the situation is on this planet today. And none of us really can process the danger we're all in because humans have never, at least in recorded history that we know of, faced anything like we're dealing with right now. We have a proxy war between NATO and Russia that the United States on record is commanding and running in Ukraine. And as it becomes clear that Russia is winning that war to take over the east of Ukraine and 90% of their industrial and energy capacity, the West is escalating and sending in heavier and heavier weapons, including long-range missiles. And Putin said on Friday that if that continued, they would start targeting Western cities, including the possible use of nuclear weapons. And then the next day, a bunch of cruise missiles hit Kiev, blowing up arms depots. That's a pretty big deal. And that's back of the newspaper because they've already moved on to the Uvalde shooting. They moved from COVID to Ukraine to monkeypox to Uvalde. And it's all a distraction from the ongoing designed economic collapse of the Western world by design. But we'll be going over all of this today. Russian military strikes Kiev. Putin issues warning to the West. MSM. AP, Russia hits Kiev with missiles. Putin warns West on arms. Russia targets Western-supplied tank depot in Kiev in rare cruise missile attack. Russia threatens direct attacks on Western cities for providing long-range missiles to Ukraine. Putin officially says it could even be nuclear war. This is a very serious situation. Zelensky now admits they're losing the war. The globalists just want to have an ongoing, prolonged operation where they can launder hundreds of billions of dollars. It's over $100 billion since February that the West, over $60 billion from the U.S. of it, another $40 billion from other states, has been pumped into that war zone. And even the Pope had to admit 3 weeks ago, I'm no fan of the globalist Pope, that, okay, NATO overthrew the elected president of Ukraine 8 years ago. And they've been pushing out Russians into the east when the Russians are from Ukraine. That's where Russia started. And you need to stop. Even Henry Kissinger came out last week and says, okay, we need to make a peace deal. This needs to stop now. But the neocons and others, they want a big war. So if you thought World War II was bad, killing over 100 million people, 20-something million Russians, 20-something million Germans, the lion's share, well, you ain't seen nothing yet, and we are sleepwalking into this. You know, they just had World War I relatively soon, shortly before World War II, in which tens of millions died. And they still had that giant war. World War I was supposedly the war to end all wars. So you had a population aware of how bad war is, it still happened. Imagine now where we've got people that just watch Netflix all day and believe that men can have babies and all the rest of this, while we are sleepwalking into Armageddon. That's just one of the stacks we've got. All hell broke loose in Dallas yesterday. Alex Stein is going to be joining us and others. They had a grooming, pedo, drag queen story time celebration where they had little kids like trophies at an adult stripper gay bar, and some patriots showed up and all hell broke loose. That ties into Satanism demystified, and the heart of the problem when we come back. And then, of course, other big reports here. U.S. Social Security and Medicare approach insolvency warn the Trump.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Make no mistake, my friends, we are living in an incredibly historic time, the true crossroads in the future of humanity. We'll put that headline back on screen for TV viewers. I'll read it out for radio listeners because it says it all. Emergency Sunday broadcast. Putin officially threatens to nuke Western cities if NATO continues escalation in Ukraine. Wow. We'll be covering that at the bottom of the hour in about 25 minutes from now. We've got the Davos Group announcing world government and what is going to be in that world government. And they've released 10 statements about the world you'll live in. You couldn't make up something more dystopic and nightmarish. That's coming up next segment. As the Bilderberg Group, on hiatus for 2 years, that's the secret group that founded Davos, meets in D.C. at the Grand Orient Hotel. We've got a lot of exclusive intel and information on that as we identify who is orchestrating this worldwide crisis. And then on the economic front, the trustees of Social Security and Medicare, two different boards, have come out last week, got no coverage except in the Epoch Times, and said that U.S. Social Security and Medicare are approaching insolvency, warns trustees. That means going bankrupt kaput with the inflation. And believe me, it's already done. Ultra massive information. And then you have the head of the Commerce Department asked on national television on the Sunday news show, what are you going to do about 79% of the baby formula being totally sold out across the country, as high as 90% in some areas? And she didn't even respond to that. And just sidestepped the question. I mean, it is unbelievable to be living in this. And I'm here to tell you, I'd be a liar if I told you that things were about to get better. They're going to get a lot worse. And at least we know it's coming. You know, the last car wreck I was in, thank God I haven't been in one a long time, was 12 years ago. I was driving back from visiting family in Fredericksburg, Texas, where my uncle and aunt lived, and then moved to East Texas. And there were a bunch of storms forming in between Austin and Fredericksburg. And I remember my great wonderful grandmother saying, you know, I want to get in the car and I want to go. I got a feeling the storms can be bad. You need to leave too. We waited an hour longer and drank coffee and shot guns after my grandmother and my now ex-wife and my three children got in their car and left back to Austin. We drank some more coffee and shot some more guns off the porch because he lived up on this big hilltop. You can shoot 1,000 yards down at targets we had. And I'm driving down the highway, and I hit Johnson City, where LBJ's from. I'm driving 50 because it's raining so hard and there's wind blowing. And my Tahoe gets thrown off the road where there's 60, 70-foot embankments going down. and it started spinning and then ran into a bunch of oak trees. But thank God, it was me and my dad in the car. It hit the back of the and crushed the whole vehicle, more than half the Tahoe in to where we were. My dad got a concussion. I was okay. You know, the steering wheel broke and our seats broke. It hit us so hard. The reason I tell that story is when we start spinning on the road from the storm, and the most important part of the story is coming in a moment, it felt like a lifetime. And then as we shot down over the embankment backwards, down a 60, 70-foot gully, through a fence, into a bunch of oak trees, I remember looking at my dad and saying, brace for impact. And that's the moment we're in right now. But what engineered? What was the storm that brought us this place? The New World Order, the Great Reset, the big central banks getting ready to pop their world financial bubble and pose as saviors instead of the authors of our problems and totally take over the planet with the new world Mark of the Beast cashless society that's now been officially announced. So the way tornadoes work, if you haven't lived in Tornado Alley, like goes down from Illinois right down to central Texas, kind of ends at Austin, is sky will be blue, then it's black, then it's green. And should have known it was a tornado because the sky was green. When we're just driving 45 miles an hour down the highway, it's raining, high wind, and a tornado hit. When the state police got there, like in 10 minutes, they said, you're lucky to be alive. We just were parked down the road and watched it destroy that barn across the street, and you were hit by the tornado, and we watched the tornado throw you off the road. See, I thought the car was spinning. Because I was like, this is weird. The car's spinning down the highway. For spinning 6, 7, 8 times. Like in Wizard of Oz when Dorothy's in the house and it, you know, it's picked up. I'm like, why is this car just spinning down the road? And then because a tornado, we were in a tornado, taking us down the road and then spit us out, shooting us down a hill. That was a miracle we lived. But my point is, that was nature. That was the earth. That was the world. And God gave us the good sense that we should have left right away or we should have stayed. My grandmother said, we're leaving. Those storms are dangerous. But see, these aren't acts of nature, acts of God. The globalists are the tornado. And if we don't recognize that they're the storm and they're the tornado and they're the bad guys and they're the people causing all of this, we're done. But I didn't know until the tornado went by and the state police were saying, well, we were parked down the road and saw it happen. Well, we've never seen anything like it. Their mouths were hanging open because they'd never seen a car grabbed by a tornado. I was in it, ladies and gentlemen. Talk about a weird world. Talk about a weird life. But I'm done talking about all that. The point is that the viruses and the open borders and the collapsing currencies and all the open pedophilia and the shortages and all of this is because the New World Order doubled and tripled and quadrupled its profits the last 30 months of this, and they're running the whole show, and they are consolidating power and control, and they are orchestrating and triggering every bit of these crises. But the issue is, they're in the storm too, and these crises have already gotten out of control. So when we come back, I want to look at the root causes of all this. And let me tell you, we got a lot of fabulous researchers and reporters here, like Christy Lee and Owen Schroyer and so many others. They all do great jobs. But Greg Reese, who's worked here now 5 years, just does better and better and better all the time. And I asked him 6 months ago, I said, I want a report on the origins of Satanism and how it is conquest versus Renaissance. And I usually have asked him to do a report. He does it. He never did it. He called me yesterday and he said, I've done it. Watch this. Satanism demystified. And he's done so many reports. And I'm always saying, man, this is his best report because they just keep getting better and better. But this one is so key. And it's just like PragerU has 4 or 5 minute videos that tell you so much. He's kind of our PragerU because They're short, they're sweet, they're true, they're powerful. If you understand what's happening to the world, it's becoming satanic. It's always had problems. We've always been fallen. But everything the New World Order does is predatory and is there to hurt you by design because they think that's a good thing. So that's coming up next segment. I'm going to tie it into everything that is unfolding with the economy and Russia threatening nuclear war again. Now people are just getting punch drunk to that. And we've got special guest on. Alex Stein was up in Dallas where they had a grooming pedo event, pedo grooming, drag queen children dancing at a homosexual strip club. All of this is coming up on the other side of this special Sunday, June 5th, 2022 broadcast. I'm so honored to be here, so thankful to all the listeners and viewers and affiliates and crew. We have been through so much together, but we're stronger than ever, and that is just an answer to prayer. So thank you all for your prayer, and thank you all for your support. Everybody tune in now. This is Critical Information coming up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Segment, but I want to go to the very nature of why these people are so evil and why they think hurting and killing people is a sign of their power and something they feel compelled to do. So before I play this very important report that's on InfoWars.com and Band.Video, Satanism Demystified, couldn't be a more important 4.5 minutes to watch. We're going to premiere here in a moment. Let me show you some of the background here. It is the Fortune 1000. It is the Fortune 500. It is the most powerful people and universities and think tanks and banks that are pushing transgenderism, because I have a clip next segment of Fox News telling you about human-animal clones being made and how last year they wouldn't even pass a law to block it. If you'll accept that a man can have a baby, if you'll accept five-year-olds being taught how to give blowjobs, and being taken to gay bars to dance in front of people, you'll accept anything. And that's what's happening. We're being trained right now. European Union Commission declares the future is queer in their youth children's Twitter account targeted to schools and children. Well, that means there's no future, because if you don't have children, you die. And that's the target. So they go, oh, be open-minded. Don't be mean to people that like the same sex. And you're like, okay, well, I don't hate you. Okay, well, your kids belong to me. Well, that's not being homosexual. That's being a pedophile or being a groomer for these people. Big report on InfoWars.com from Breitbart. Biden threatens to take away school lunch money that doesn't adhere to trans agenda. They can feed your kids and control that. Well, they can tell them what they're going to hear at age five, again, to confuse their gender, which is by design. Pizza Hut goes full woke, recommending drag queen books inside the pizza boxes. Ads for drag queen books as kids as young as five. It's not drag queen. It's teaching your child to have sex with the same sex. Shouldn't be going on, period, heterosexual or homosexual. And it goes on and on and on from there. As Pride Month kicks off, it's time to give straight folks their parade, too. Straight folks have their parade. It's called their children and grandparents and communities, not a bunch of men dressed up like clowns calling themselves women demanding access to everybody's children. This is the vanguard of clowns to condition you to accept anything and everything, ladies and gentlemen. Creepy men masquerading as women. Child exploitation exposed as groomer drag queen kickoff Pride Month. We've got all the footage coming up at the end of the hour, next hour. And look at this photo of your TV viewer. Trans cyclist finished first and second in the UK. Kiss on the podium next to third place mom holding her baby. And the full photo's on InfoWars.com, where they're just towering above this woman that they barely beat. These men couldn't compete against men. Soon, the entire sport will be men masquerading as women for the cash prizes. It's called bullying. It's called fraud. It's called disgust. And then, of course, they do a sexual act in front of everyone. It's a sex cult dominating you. Usually somebody comes up and starts talking about sex to you at the park or at the grocery store, you call them a pervert. But, oh, they're wrapped in the rainbow flag. Majority say allowing preferred pronouns in schools confuses kids. National poll shows only 37% agree with it. Well, that's 37% of people under Stockholm syndrome. Targeting children who aren't even supposed to be thinking about sex to totally confuse them and have the state form a relationship with them about their identity that supersedes parental control. That's what it's about. Viral comedian assaulted while exposing drag queen grooming of children. That's coming up, Alex Stein, next hour. Bill Maher comes out again this week and says, we're losing civilization because of woke policies, homelessness, and drugs. And he goes on to say, leave children alone. Do not sexualize them. He's finally got a line. He won't pass. Where is your line? And I went too far. I went too long in the segment to get to the report. I'll keep going with this. We'll come back and play the Satanism demystified report. And then get into Bilderberg and the New World Order and the rest of it. Let's push Stein back to the start of the next hour. I had him on at 4:45 Central. We're live right now. It'll be archived. But let's just start clean with him, second hour, so I have time to hit Bilderberg and the globalist and everything that ties into who's controlling this, who's doing this in the final segment of this hour. But next segment, I'll get into this key report, Satanism Demystified. But I'll give you some background. House Republicans unveil restoring the American family agenda to combat left's culture war on and low birth rates, which is what it's all about, not having children. Meanwhile, Amazon, as you know, last week had a big die-in at their headquarters because Amazon won't ban books criticizing sterilizing 6- and 7-year-olds of the transgender movement. Demanding access to your children, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't get more evil. It doesn't get more sick, destroying the innocence than that, and we've got that all coming up. And I want to hit the Satanism Demystified and then tie it in to the top 10 creepiest and most dystopian things pushed by the World Economic Forum and the latest exclusive information on Bilderberg Group 2022, the secret group that runs the Davos Group that the media doesn't want you to know about, meeting in Washington, D.C. The meeting started ending today. Sometimes they extend it into Monday. We'll give you all the latest on that coming up as well. Separately, today is the last day to get the Memorial Day specials up to 60% off and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me go ahead and tell you about that right now. We got so many of our best-selling products massively on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com on amazing products like BrainForce Ultra, Alpha Power, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, and the highest grade. So incredible for your heart and cardiovascular system. Everybody needs this. Immune Support, 60% off. Concentrated herbs known to super boost your immune system. Whole Food Multivitamin, all Dr. Jones Naturals, the toothpaste, and the mouthwash, and the Top Brain, and the Kaba Chill, and the Primal Youth and Rocket Rest, all of it up to 60% off and double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. And lastly, this happened with the last two coins in the exact same trajectory. We sell out of 60-70% of the coins in the first week, and then it takes a week or so to sell out the last 10-15% of the coins. This is the third and final coin in the founding member set pure silver coin that everybody that's a member and gives us your email will get special deals, exclusive reports, documentaries, and so much more that we're developing and getting ready so soon. And you know you own a piece of history, and you know that you have that symbol that you were in the fight for the Republic and America and the world at the key point. It will be sold out very, very soon. Get it at 1776coin.com. 1776coin.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. There's a big banner on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com. Get your 1776 third and final coin in the founding member set while you still can. Stay with
me. I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now. While you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. And you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There are many preconceived notions about what defines Satanism. Some people will say that Satanists are just playing dress-up. Some say they sacrifice children, and others believe they have magical powers. But the truth is much more simple. Most people will agree that Satanism is the antithesis of Christianity. So first we must define what Christianity is. In a sentence, Christianity is the impulse to express brotherly love towards our fellow man. Satanism does not have that impulse at all. In the most simple terms, Satanism can be described with the pop culture phrase, pimps and hoes. If these words upset you, good. We are talking about the nature of evil. And if it makes light of it, even better. These animals are nothing to fear. While the rich and powerful Satanists want you to believe they are witches and warlocks, they are nothing more than pimps and hoes, cannibals, feeding off other people like predatory animals. Completely devoid of the impulse for brotherly love, Satanism is base-level animal tribalism, an animal hierarchy comprised of the pimps at the top, the hoes they control, and the tricks they both exploit. This is the law of the jungle, which has existed for millennia. A survival of the fittest, dog-eat-dog world, where the nice guys always finish last. It is the patriarchy that the anti-Christians claim to oppose, which makes no sense, because we are only able to transcend this ruthlessness with the Christian impulse of brotherly love, where everyone is equally welcome. There is much talk about a battle being waged between good and evil, but this sort of simple black and white duality only exists in our mind. In reality, what's going on is a balancing act between our spirit and our body. While our spirit may be drawn to love and light, our body is an animal with innate animal instincts that cannot easily be suppressed. And like every other species of animal, the primary instincts are survival and reproduction. So as far as mammals go, the female is the ultimate prize in the game of life. A society built upon a Christian ethos of brotherly love is one that honors individual freedom. And the way to satisfy our animal desires for survival with brotherly love is through marriage and raising a family with some degree of selflessness. And without the Christian ethos of brotherly love, the Satanist simply sees women as the most valued commodity to be bought and sold for one's own selfish desire. Pimps and hoes. Whether it be in the poorest communities or at the top of the pyramid, Satanism is all about control, and the ones at the top have invested everything into their technocratic pop culture media machine, which is their main method of pimping, and they see the brainwashed masses as their hoes, because according to the laws of the jungle, they own them, which is why they resent the Christian ethos, because it is the only thing on earth that stands against them. But the real problem with Satanism is that it keeps an individual from knowing God and discovering their true path. Our free will allows us the choice to either transcend spiritually, which requires a personal relationship with God, or descend into the animal kingdom and forever remain a beast, which is what the pimps and hoes are ultimately selling. But we don't have to buy it. Satanic influence has always been with us, and it is nothing to fear. These Satanist pimps are not gods. They are merely animals playing mind tricks and spinning lies. Redemption is for everyone, and humanity has a choice. We can either submit to the beast system and live like animals, or we can follow the Christian impulse for brotherly love and stand up against evil so that our children will know freedom. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
That report's on the front page of InfoWars.com. But I'm going to have it added in the live show feed under the live broadcast link for everybody so you can share it. Greg Reese has a lot of reports that get 2 or 3 million views. Most get about 500,000. They only get 50 million views. Our mission here is to reach people, and I appreciate you all being part of that mission. You are right beside us in that fight. I salute you all. We have a choice to make. We can be part of the beast system, or we can be part of God's system. And that doesn't mean you're going to find it at these candy-ass churches full of a bunch of Pharisees. It means that you have a decision whether you want to be part of the predator class and be destroyed in the process, not just physically but spiritually, or whether you want to be part of the winning team. There are economies of conquest and economies of renaissance. And if you read the UN documents that I cover in Endgame, in the 60s they said, we'll promote homosexuality, we'll break the family up, we will bring back paganism and even human sacrifice. That's in Endgame, with the quotes. And you watch that film that's free online still, One version had 80 million views. They took it down. But the other ones have 5 million, 6 million, 3 million views. You can find it. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Go watch that 2007 film. It's my best work yet. Never made Endgame 2 because I've just been too busy. Plus, you can just see the Endgame here for yourself. You don't need to make another film, really, do you? Because part one already told you everything. People watch it now and they flip out. In fact, we'll find a link to something still on YouTube or wherever, and we'll link it up on the live show feed as well underneath Greg Reese's report, Satanism Demystified. There's a copy on Bandai Video as well. All right, let's talk about who actually controls this. Let's talk about who actually runs this. And again, call them sociopaths. That's just terms that 200-year-old German psychology came up with. It doesn't mean that modern psychology doesn't have some real things it talks about, but it's man labeling things that are already going on. And then really most of psychology is being used against us now, we know. And most people that are part of that system in advertising and government are engaged in weaponization of psychology and behavioral psychology for control. Pavlovian manipulation, operant conditioning, the list goes on and on. And people that engage in that type of predatory behavior are pretending that it doesn't affect them and that they're winning by doing it. And I've used the analogy of going to the local community pool and not just pissing in the pool, but taking a crap in the pool. One person does it, it ruins it for everybody. Why don't you just get up and go to the bathroom? Well, a Satanist just says, I'm in charge, I'm God, like cancer in the body. I'll do whatever I want, but you kill the whole body. But let's not use the analogy I've used 100 times. Let's use another one. If you live in a decent neighborhood and you just decided you were going to start robbing houses, don't need the money, but you're going to do it. Maybe you decide you're going to start burning houses down. You know, you burn down one house in the neighborhood, it's going to drive down property values 5%. You burn down two, 10%. You burn down three, 30%. You burn down four or five, everybody's going to put up for sale signs and leave. Now, maybe you're the globalist banks that are engaged in arson of society, because once everybody leaves, you buy it up and put it on the dollar, and that's really their mode of operation. But they are positioning Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, the trustees of the federal board have said it's already basically insolvent. They are collapsing the border. They are collapsing the currency. They are shutting off all the energy. If I see one more headline of like, Biden can do nothing, there's nothing we can do to lower energy prices. They cut off the pipelines. They said we're not going to have fuel in the future. They killed almost all the drilling permits. That's like you don't gas your car up. You wonder why it runs out of gas. Gee, I don't know why my car is out of gas. There's plenty of gas. They won't let you gas it up. All right, I'm going to come back and look at the problem, who's running it, because by identifying these folks, we're going to have major victory. And then we're going to look at these pedophile drag queen story time events now happening everywhere with children drug into topless bars. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports. emails and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done, and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of us, the hoes, the slaves, and the tricks that are getting played. Now the slaves are made by their slave masters to go out and commit crimes against others, or they will be attacked, they will be destroyed. But in the end, we all get destroyed. And to illustrate that, there's a big article on InfoWars.com from Zero Hedge that just broke. New York Times op-ed applauds inflation as means to enforce green diet, make you eat bugs, make you drink sewage, make you not have a car. Carbon lockdowns. We told you that was coming 30 months ago. It's in their own documents. That story's on InfoWars.com right now. So before I hit the top 10 creepiest and most dystopian things pushed by the World Economic Forum, let's go to a clip from Fox News reporting what was happening a year ago about how they wouldn't even in a law funding biotech research say you can't cross humans and animals and then create these creatures. And whatever you're being told about, it's 30 years ahead of that. Now, how satanic is it if Satanism is making humans a commodity, not caring about free will, enslaving people, euthanizing old, killing the babies, and saying it's fun and cool, but all the big reckless corporations, all the big arrogant, psychopathic corporations are behind it, while they claim they're the avant-garde pushing for people's rights for the state to have access with men dressed up like clowns to your children at drag queen pedophile time. So here's a clip from Fox News talking about the Senate passing the Endless Frontier Act, which allowed the human chimeras, because China's doing it, we can't get caught. It's like in Dr. Strangelove, based on real things that happened with Curtis LeMay and others in the early 60s. Well, if the Russians are going to build a doomsday bomb that blows the whole Earth up with radiation and makes the surface unlivable, well, we got to have one, too. I mean, Mr. President, we cannot allow a mine shaft gap. Here it is.
Human chimeras living among us, it's only science fiction for right now. Yesterday, the Senate passed the Endless Frontier Act, a bill that commits nearly $250 billion to promote emerging technologies so that America can keep pace with Chinese innovation. Back in May, Democrats shot down an important amendment outlawing U.S. participation in research that would create human-animal hybrids, also known as chimeras. China's already doing it, announcing in April that an international team successfully grew human-monkey embryos and sustained them for 20 days in a lab. The only question is, what will they do next? Chimeric research is a Pandora's box, that's obviously from hell, that should not be opened. But the scientific community, spurred on by their own hubris, may very well open it using American taxpayer dollars.
Now, they already opened it. You know, I covered 4 days ago on the show a stack of EU, UN, and Spanish government documents admitting that they're spraying the atmosphere to manipulate the weather on a global scale, but also spraying pesticides on us, biocide to, quote, stop COVID. Spraying poison on you to stop COVID. It's all made up. It's their pretext to spray poison on you. This is happening. The actuaries show in insurance companies 40+% increase in death, 18 to 64 working age. The other numbers are off the chart. The COVID vaccines after their introduction has caused a shocking rise in permanent disabilities. We're being killed. We're being exterminated. And they're just normalizing it. And like, hey, just go watch a movie. Go watch a show. Just go back to sleep. So he's been on the show before. He'll be back on this week. We've got John Stein, who's also there, coming up next hour. But John Doyle confronts parents outside children's drag queen show at a gay strip club where children as young as 5 are being brought in. We'll show you some of that footage next hour, but here he is confronting him out front.
I only have one question. Why do you want to put an axe wound in between your son's legs?
Stop. You got kids here. Please get away.
That's the point.
That's the point.
Please open the door. Open the door.
I need to go.
Let us in. You get the ticket. You're not making America
worse. Yes, we are. What do you mean? You're making America worse. You're bringing your children to this event.
You need to go now.
You're literally someone better.
We'll pay for you, sweetie.
Please do.
We'll pray for you.
You must repent.
Yes, you may.
I wonder if the mama bear instinct is going to come out in 3 years when the mainstream Democrat Party platform is they want to rape your kids. And they're all going to think it's one big, smug little joke, these people, by the way. Understand that there is a bigger difference between 10 years ago and now than there would be between now and in 5 years when they're openly advocating for pedophilia like they've already started doing. You people are the symptom of a
child abuser.
Shame on you.
You're not a real
woman. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you. Shame on you! Shame on you!
Your children should be home. Your kids aren't actually gay.
gay, you've just groomed them. You're a groomer.
You're scaring children. We're bringing them in the gay stripper bar, and we got the footage coming up. This all over the country, all over the world. This is corporately funded to destroy their innocence and to normalize the sexualization of children, to destroy their future and make sure they don't get a wife or a husband and have a family. This is hate. This is bullying. This is child abuse on steroids with the gravy of PCP. And they drag these poor children in like zombies to stand around and be in the middle of this and have them go up and give money to big fat men dressed like clowns as they dance. Because the servants of Satan have been promised the children. I mean, look at this. Taking children that don't have their free will yet, putting them in a position like that, green-lighting them, fast-tracking them like Anderson Cooper's mother did to his brother, and he right into this. They did the same thing with their boys. One son committed suicide over it, and the other one conformed and took to it. And that's what this is. Man, 2 years, 3 years ago, it's gay marriage. All we want is gay marriage. Now it's, we want your children, we want them now. This is pedophilia writ large. In a corrupt, decadent society that can't get excited about anything anymore, not about a sunset, not about a man and woman, no, none of that. It's all about we've got children as a trophy, and we're going to come in the schools, and we're going to indoctrinate them in the corporations on the cereal boxes and the pizza boxes and the toy boxes are all going to do this. And the answer is I don't eat all that General Mills high fructose corn syrup stuff anyways. And I haven't probably ordered a Pizza Hut in years, but I will never order from Pizza Hut. You shouldn't. All these big corporations are out to get you, folks, unless it's like Goya Foods or something who's speaking out. You need to check everybody you buy stuff from and make sure they're not coming after kids. But the whole big corporate world is coming down on our children because they're the future. And if they can get them and they can screw them up, they can do anything they want. So roll your own dough. Make your own pizza. Hell, Bill Gates says you won't be getting meat anyway soon. They're going to take everything away from you. And if you'll accept a five-year-old being brought to a homosexual bar with men dancing around in front of them, you will accept human-animal hybrids. You will accept clones. You will accept GMOs. You will accept forced inoculations. You will accept the takeover of your body. And these clowns are just the useful idiot vanguard of the system to totally scramble everybody's brain to accept anything going in the future. All right, Alex Stein, who was at this event in Dallas, these are happening everywhere, will join us the first 30 minutes of the next hour. I'm behind, but it's okay. And we're going to get into the top 10 creepiest and most dystopian things pushed by the World Economic Forum. That's on InfoWars.com. The Bilderberg Group meeting that just happened. Putin threatening nuclear war, but this is very serious. People are just ignoring it. What's happening to the economy, the latest COVID news, and so much more in hour number two now. Override the censors. Take the videos. Take the links. InfoWars.com/show. Band.video. Take the links. Share them. That's how you override these tyrants that believe because they've got the corporate money and the power of Satan, they rule us. No, you're losers. You will fail. Hour two coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented patented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.